Hi, this is a dictation for Aaron Parker. A-A-R-O-N P-A-R-K-E-R dash Weatherly. W-E-A-T-H-E-R-L-Y. Date of birth is 10/31/1984. Date of accident 5/30/2022. Date of service is 6/28/2022. Mr. Aaron Parker Weatherly had a surgery at the Extension Hospital by the orthopedic surgery. And on 5/31/2022, the surgery was for the fracture malleolus and fracture tibia of his right ankle. The patient was initially seen on 6/7/2022. Patient has been provided with Norco and ibuprofen for healing. A cast is placed on his ankle and a secondary boot is placed and a splint. Patient reports improvement in overall things. And also on the day of accident, patient was seen at St. John Hospital Extension, where he had a surgery for his right thumb as well. It was found that patient had a late effect of right thumb proximal phalanx fracture and a tendon injury, and there was a scar contracture. The repair that was done for his thumb on but I apologize, this surgery 2016, so he's not concerned with the current accident, but he is pointing out with a issue of it happened now. The patient has some pain in the right shoulder with a slight difficulty in lifting his arm, and other than that, no other issues are reported. So this thumb problem is pre-existing to this current accident of 5/30/2022, and he has been referred to a hand surgeon for that issue. So the patient reports his pain in the shoulder, and leg in the right leg is around 7. He can lift his shoulder up to 180 degrees without horrible pain. 40% improvement has been reported. ADLs that are affected are walking ability, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. General activity, mood, and walking ability are affected 9. The patient is able to walk without any rollator, walker, or cane. System review is completely negative. Please transpose a negative history of each system, which is neurology, psych, pain and numbness, GI, GU, respiratory. There are no issues at all. Pain has improved 40%, and last 30 days, patient has reported no changes in the medical history. Surgical history, he had a surgery on his right ankle at Extension Hospital for the fracture of the medial malleolus and fracture of the tibia. And no inpatient hospitalization was required. It was outpatient. Weight loss, none. No other trauma. Current pain medication is Narcos. Substance abuse, patient is able to utilize marijuana for pain relief. Compliance. Patient reports a good compliance. The physical examination is the blood pressure is 133/91, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination will be from previous visit of 6/7/2022, dictation number 0626-016. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy for the patient for the shoulder and for the wrist and hand. The leg is already in cast. There is nothing need to be done. 2 times per week. And disability continues for the work. house work and transportation. The patient was referred to a hand surgeon if in case he wants to see. And medications were provided. Tramadol ER has been discontinued since the hospital has given him a narco. He will continue on Celebrex 200 milligram twice a day for his anti-inflammatory along with tizanidine for muscle relaxation, Lyrica for pain relief, and Nexium for stomach protection. Votrin gel, lidocaine patch have been added, and he's been provided with Ambien, which is 5 milligram daily, one refill. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Other than that, patient is quite satisfied and stable. Thank you.